From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Humboldt County Democratic Party chair is calling former Humboldt County Supervisor candidate Alan McCluskey a liar. The Redwood Times reports McCluskey, in his resignation letter recently from the county's core Democratic Party committee, accused committee chair Robert Service of hiding finances and other members of playing down instances of sexual harassment. McCluskey claims he found a second set of financial books at the county's Democratic Central Committee office, which showed disparities in fund balances. He says when he brought the matter up, he was shot down. Service called McCluskey's accusations absolutely false. City of Arcata announcing that the Safe Routes to School project will begin making infrastructure improvements coming up on Wednesday. The Safe Routes to School active transportation project began last year. It's focused on pedestrian and bicycle safety education, in addition to sidewalk and intersection infrastructure improvements. Construction work for the project begins on Wednesday at Grant Avenue between Western and Wilson, and additional work will take place at other locations early next month. City of Arcata is contracted with RAO Construction for the project that involves the replacement and installation of sidewalk, driveways, accessible ramps, signage, and striping as well. Construction taking place Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Arcata recently closed escrow on a long-sought-after 49-acre expansion of the Arcata Community Forest through grants received from the USDA and other entities, also from donations made to the Humboldt Area Foundation Arcata Forest Fund. The land was purchased from community member Cynthia Forsyth, and the land acquired, known as the Forsyth or McDowell property, is bordered by the Arcata Community Forest on the north, east, and south, and Humboldt State University to the west. The city has an interest in the Forsyth property and has for more than 25 years. A potentially dangerous lesson on the importance of where cigarettes go and don't go when they're done being smoked. On April 19th, Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of a mattress fire against the exterior of Serenity Inn, 2019 Broadway Street. What appears that a discarded cigarette lit a pile of six mattresses stacked in the driveway on fire. A bystander noticed the smoke and called it in quickly. Humboldt Bay Fire responded with four engines, a ladder truck, and other staff. They were able to get the fire out quickly, and there were no injuries. Local jobless rate ticked up a tenth of a point last month in Humboldt County. The 4.3% figure was released by the Employment Development Department on Friday. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.